The second-hand goods market is taking off, according to Cash Converters. This is evidenced largely by the pop-up of many a second-hand markets all over town. People are increasingly looking to save and buy value at the same time. A sign of economic times, perhaps. Well, earlier I caught up with Cash Converters CEO Richard Mukhabir. So, Richard, why should I buy a second-hand item when I can buy a brand spanking new thing, which I know has not been used by anybody else?
So second-hand has really had a resurgence in South Africa and indeed around the world. I think it's become much more mainstream than it used to be years and years ago when we started Cash Converters over 20 years ago in South Africa. The reason you should buy it effectively is you're going to be paying roughly around about half the price you'd expect to pay for it new. It's going to come with a guarantee from a Cash Converters at least of 6 months. And you effectively know that if there is any issue with the item, you can bring it back to us. We'll fix it. We'll replace it. We'll refund you your money. But generally speaking, that happens very seldom because the goods are sold in a working order. So it's a tech savvy as well as a financing savvy decision to buy secondhand.
Sounds too good to be true. So now you've observed that demand for secondhand goods has risen in recent years, and this is not only in South Africa but the rest of the continent. Is this about consumers being more aware about the cost of things and trying to be more thrifty, or is it people being more conscious about the environment and the importance of reusing material in that regard? What do you think it is?
I think it's in fact a combination of that lot. I think 21st century people are focusing on reducing, recycling and repurposing. I think there's a lot of conscious thought going into that these days, as distinct from really just increasing rubbish dumps with new product. But I also think it's a combination of a financing decision as well. It's now probably more acceptable to be financially savvy about these type of things. I think with the advent of the internet and the ability to buy and sell on the internet, transparent pricing, people have become aware of what secondhand costs look like relative to new. They're aware that shops like Cash Converters, you can buy these products in very good condition. You can buy them with guarantees. You buy them in a professional shop that is an environment with people who are skilled salespeople. And there's very little reason why one would want to, well, I would argue one would want to go and buy a new item when you can buy it secondhand at half the price. And maybe one of the examples I'd use is a category of jewelry. You know, a diamond was made billions and billions of years ago. So just because it has been used by someone before doesn't make a difference in the overall timeline of a diamond, as an example, or gold, anything like that. We value those items. We clean them. We repair them, and we sell them as brand new items, really, because they're all been refurbished. So it's a combination of those two aspects. It's about reducing, recycling and repurposing and being a lot more savvy with one's money these days.
You indicated that even areas like electronic goods are selling quite nicely in the secondhand arena. But, I mean, isn't that fraught with some risk? I mean, there's no guarantee of how long that product will last. And when it goes kaput, you say, I mean, with Cash Converters, yes, you say there's a six-month guarantee. But generally in the secondhand goods market, isn't that quite risky?
So it all depends. Clearly, if you're buying from a credible retailer, then you've got the opportunities of those guarantees and the credibility that comes with the brand. But, you know, what we find is that the technology side of our business tends to be the best sellers that we have. So early adopters, as an example, tend to feel that their lives are incomplete unless they've got the latest and greatest iPad, cell phone or whatever it might be. And as a consequence, they may well sell their secondhand equipment to fund the new purchase. And environmentally conscious shoppers may want to reduce the number of potentially polluting items in the environment, so they'll buy secondhand. The law from a compliance point of view effectively guarantees to the consumer that they'll have a six-month guarantee in the context of the Consumer Protection Act. But I would counsel that as long as you're shopping with a credible brand, you should have very little problem.
It's quite interesting that you say that, because in the mini article that I read that you had produced, you are rather skeptical about people buying secondhand things online. Just explain what you see as the pitfalls there.
Well, there are a couple of challenges with online. First of all, it's not as if I dislike online. I think online is a technology that's beneficial for consumers worldwide and a whole range of different issues. The challenge with online in the context of our industry is what I would consider to be twofold. One is if you're selling something online, you don't get the cash immediately. So if I needed to sell my TV, for an example, right now, I'd walk into a cash converter store, I'd do the transaction, get the cash, and walk out the door. If I'm wanting to do that transaction online, I'm going to have to list the transaction and wait for somebody to respond. It may take a week or longer. Yeah. And then the other aspect about it is has really to do with security to a large degree. You walking into a cash converter store, you're completely secure. You understand the environment. It's a credible brand again. Responding to whether it be online or in the classified newspapers or the like, you're never 100% sure with whom you're dealing. So those are just two areas that I would counsel that people need to be aware of in the context of wanting to sell or buy in those type of environments.
It's interesting that in developed markets, where we assume that people have more money, secondhand markets have been all the rage for years. Haven't they? Is that the reason why the reasons you cited earlier about being, you know, thrifty and so on? Are these some of the reasons why people in developed markets are quite, you know, enamored with secondhand markets?
Absolutely, I think there is. And in fact, I saw an article on a shopping mall in Norway that has recently opened with only secondhand stores. And it is a shopping mall as if you would just understand anyone that we would in South Africa. It presents almost identical. The only difference is the products are secondhand, and that's secondhand clothes, secondhand furniture, and a whole range of secondhand items. So I think it's a combination of people becoming more aware of societal issues and going back to the reducing, recycling, repurposing concept that millennials find really, really important. And the reality of life is it's expensive. So you know, if you could buy this, if you get the same value at roughly half the price, why would you consider not doing that? It's really a smart decision.
Well, that was Richard Mukhibia. He's the CEO at Cash Converters. Well, I don't claim to be much of a sports person, but I can tell you right now that Barca is in the lead 2-0 against Sundowns, and it's 40 minutes into the match. That's as much as information as I can give you. Well, I do hope that you enjoyed our show today and that it was full of interesting nuggets for you to take away. But that's pretty much all from us. We wish you a very good evening from myself, Nompumelelo Siziba, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team.